Four, HKX, mobile.
KO4, TXP. How's it going, Patrick?
With somebody, so let them give him a little space. Was that you that doubled with Lloyd?
I didn't hear the other station, but I guess I did double with Lloyd. I didn't hear him in there. And all, I just asked where you were headed this afternoon, Patrick.
You and Lloyd doubled. I am doing good. I am just pulling out of Walmart over here in White Horse, heading up the mountain. Lloyd, I've had a good day. Hope you have also, and you be safe out there on 85. But come on back in here.
Since you're on the circus of White Horse Road, that's not a fun place to drive either.
Yeah, I guess I do. Hello, Lloyd. Sorry I stepped on you a while ago and didn't hear you in there. Anyway, Patrick, I just want to say, let's see, was it yesterday? No, Monday. I was up in your neck of the woods up in Hendersonville for most of the morning.
I mentioned that Monday afternoon on your way home, were you up there doing some inspections or something or photoing something?
Yeah, doing property inspections, which included photos. So, yeah, I was up that way. That's what I was doing up that way. Just thought I'd say hello to you and let you know I was up that way. Didn't get lost this time. Anyway, I'll let you go back to Lloyd since he can be careful out there on the road. W2T.
Rusty, sorry you had to go up there all the way up there to do that, but I hope you made some money doing it and you didn't get lost, so that's good. Lloyd, go ahead and pick it up.
Yep, I'm definitely both glad both y'all had a good day. So I am. It's easier. I had a better day due to the fact that I didn't have to deal with, you know, my 3-year-old all day like I did yesterday. So it's better to be back at work where you relax more.
Hey, get back to work so you can have a break.
You are not kidding. Especially when she didn't feel well and due to the fact that she went back to daycare today because their guidelines states as long as she doesn't have any medication on board and she does not have a fever, that she can return.
She's doing better and wasn't nothing serious. That's always a good thing. That's, I hate to see kids suffering with anything.
Yeah, she just had major mucus that was making her sick and like I said, she had a fever for just about 3 or 4 days. And 2 days ago, like I said, probably about somewhere around 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, she woke up, and I knew her fever had broke because she was very, very cold to the touch. Like I said, she was definitely doing okay. Like I said, but she was definitely not warm like she was.
Traffic out there on 85 today.
Yep, it's doing good for right now. I'm just coming up on the Welford and Duncan exit, so that's why the axis of the Welford exit. So it's probably going to get a little bit more congested as I get closer to Greenville area.
Up on 22nd most deadly intersection in the nation. Up here off of White Horse and 183 is what they were advertising it as on the radio earlier today.
Yeah, I saw that same report, and that's just horrible. And what are they going to do about it?
How you could do anything about it, because you can see from every direction, and the speed limit's only 45 through here. And that is the main problem, is people are not obeying the speed limit.
And it's probably not an area where you could actually put speed bumps in to slow people down.
Well, not on a 6-lane highway. I wouldn't think you'd want speed bumps in here. I know I don't want them hitting them in this truck.
Yeah, that'll definitely make you bounce out of your seat for a little bit.
Station in there, Lloyd.
Patrick, good afternoon, Lloyd. This is Leroy, K85WLL. No, that's definitely an intersection you don't want speed bumps in. I'm short time mobile. Just wanted to jump in and say hello to both of y'all.
good to hear you. Come back when you can stay longer.
Down from work myself, but I only got like a 5-minute ride. So, anyways, I'll talk to you gentlemen later. Y'all be careful heading home out there on the roads. KE5WLO, mobile clear.
Hey, Roy. Stay safe out there. KO4HKX. Pick it up, Roy.
Hey, Leroy, just what's wrong with your vehicle that you were having to get a different ride somewhere?
Nothing wrong with the vehicle, just heading back from work. Left the bus center there on 290, and now I'm heading back into Taylor, so. But I'm only like a couple minutes from the house, so I just wanted to jump in and say hello and good afternoon.
Definitely good afternoon to you. Please be careful.
Right about here, your daughter's doing better, too. 73KE5WLL.
Have you been up to lately?
I went to two different shooting ranges, one pistol, and then went to another range that you can shoot pistol or rifle on, but they did not have a pistol range available at that point in time. So the on two different days, I went to one to the pistol range, and then the next day I went and shot my rifle again as a stress reliever.
Sometimes that's a good little trigger therapy. Works great, doesn't it?
That is definitely true. It just, because it's something you don't have to think about once you get that muscle memory. It's just beyond fun.
I know that feeling.
I've seen so many people mess up their shooting style because they will fire one round, bring the target in, and then pull it back, and then shoot again, and they just try to over-adjust too much.
After that, I'm going to have to go shooting again since I got my glasses and see how that works. I haven't tried that since I got my glasses, so that might be interesting.
Because I do believe you mentioned that they were bifocals, correct?
Yes, sir, they are.
Definitely going to have to let me know how that one worked out for you.
It will be rather entertaining.
Did you shoot with the other glasses you had?
I did wear glasses before, so this will be a first.
Yeah, hopefully they have the anti-fog on them. Because that'll definitely help a lot, especially when you're shooting when it's cold. Because, you know, I shoot outside some just to give it that, you know, keep in practice. So that way, because you always, you're not going to have the perfect stand up in shooting, you're going to have to definitely be ready to be able to lay down. And sometimes, if you ever have to, in the muck to shoot.
Good to practice sometimes when conditions are not ideal.
That is definitely the best time to practice, because that way when you have the times in great conditions, you're better, you're more relaxed. Except, but when you're in those bad conditions, you know how to shoot just the same.
After that, sorry, Lord, I was taking me a sip of my drink there for a minute.
This is a military saying, like I said, because we don't only fight just in the sunshine.
So which range did you go to?
The Palmetto Armory right there on the Woodruff Road.
A pistol range or a rifle range or both? I've never been in it, so I don't know.
Palmetto Arms have pistol and rifle. The range is probably on Highway 14 or 417. They only have a pistol inside of it.
Sorry, I was paying attention to traffic there for a minute. But I've never been to the ranges down here at all.
The Allen Arms has a good range too. They do both pistol and rifle.
nothing in there on Tuesday when I'm right there. That Tuesday tends to be a short day, so that'd be a good time to check it out.
Pretty much with anything, when you go in there, you just got to make sure that your pistol is in a holster, and if you have a rifle, it has to be in a bag. They get beyond stressed out if it's not.
Well, I had somebody get shot in there, just a couple years ago.
For being stupid?
I'm not sure what it was for, but what happened? I never heard. I just heard that somebody had got shot in the Allen Arms there. They didn't die or anything like that. It just, you know, an accident happened.
Okay, they're okay. If you go in there and you see a gentleman in there has a prosthetic left hand, last name's Blickley. I actually deployed to Iraq with him, and he actually got hurt while we were out there. And so that was hurt in a bad condition like that the whole time, 16 months we were gone.
Did that happen to him, but luckily it was just one that got hurt and not a bunch.
It's definitely true because two things. We were lucky and we kept our head on a swivel because pretty much with anything, if you don't pay attention, then the people out there is going to, make it bad for you. So that's pretty much, we always had the gunners, in the hatch, moving around, because if you don't and the enemy sees that, they're going to take advantage of that.
Definitely watching for your weaknesses, I'm sure.
Like I said, and the reason he's definitely lucky is he saw the vehicle coming out from the side of the bridge, and so he stood up as the vehicle went off and exploded, and the shrapnel was all on his bulletproof vest. And if he'd have been sitting down, it got him in the face, and he would probably not be around today.
That was the worst that happened, and definitely glad that he had his vest on, for sure.
Yeah, we definitely made that part of our standard procedure of always having the vest on and the plates in. It definitely was hotter with them in there because, of course, the vest didn't breathe any except because of the fabric, and then the ceramic plates didn't make it any better.
Over there in that desert heat, I'm sure that was no fun at all, but a definite necessity in that area.
Yep, like I said, the plates were always nicknamed a three-time no-go because it can take three hits, and then after that, they're pretty much ineffective after that.
Can take three. That's good. I don't want to find out how many any of them can take.
Yeah, the hits that it does take, it still hurts after the fact.
You were over there 16 months. Is that the only time you were over there?
I was there for the first Gulf War, too, and then I went back, on a non-standard mission, like the for the second time.
You were over there when they went in for Saddam Hussein.
KO4HKX, KO4PXB. I went through a bad spot there, so I caught pretty much none of your conversation on that.
So you went for the Gulf War, when they went in for Saddam Hussein at the time. I was still in high school, and I was watching that pretty close.
Yep, like I said, I was watching it pretty close, too.
I'm sure you were a little closer than I was.
Yes, sir. Definitely was.
It was my junior or senior year in high school. So like I said, I was definitely keeping my eyes upon that.
Even though you would have never known me, who I was, You might have saw me, you know, boots on the ground somewhere.
Like I said, I tried to watch a lot of that, and I took interest in it, not because of what we were doing or anything like that. Is watching to see what was going to happen for my life out of it. And at that point in time, you know, at 18, 19 years old, that's just what I was doing.
Yeah, like I said, it would have definitely been interesting to see the aspects of that you saw it through instead of being, you know, the boots on the ground. Like I said, I wouldn't give up anything of what I'd done. Like I said, it would be definitely interesting to see it from the other aspect of it.
But, Lloyd, I'm going to have to jump off here. I'm going to have to make a phone call. I just got a text message that I need to take care of. So it's good to talk to you this afternoon. You be safe out there on 85, and I look forward to talking to you on down the log. And, again, thank you for your service out there. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final 7-3s.
All right, Patrick, please be careful. Yeah, I had very smooth sailing on 85. I'm right here on 14 getting ready to cross Pelham. It's KO4PXB.